I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Well, there's snow on the ground, there's bitterness in the wind, and it's time to sit next to the fire and relax with a good book. And the book I'm reading today is called Let's Do It, A Fundamental Guide to Slow Pitch Softball by Richard James Aligo, written in 1989. The original price was $14.95, but it's long out of print, so you'll have to do some hunting to find a copy. I did a Google search, and I found a bookstore in Georgia that will sell it to you for a tad over $153, and there's a bookstore in Colorado that has a copy for $5.50. Think I'd buy the one from Colorado. Anyway, let's see what this book has to offer. First, it's a softcover, paper-bound book with large format 8.5 by 11 inch pages, the size of a sheet of typing paper. It has 176 pages, and it has a spiral plastic comb bind, so the pages lay flat when you open it. It's full of diagrams and drawings, but no photographs. The type font is large, and there's a lot of white space, with a full third of each page blank except for the pages with illustrations. So the book, though big, has a lot of blank space. The book's divided into three main parts. The team, with 30 pages, the practice, with 93 pages, and the game, with just 27 pages. So basically, this is mainly a book of practice drills. Now let's look at each section. The first section, the team, has very little specific information. Two paragraphs on finding a sponsor, just one paragraph on equipment that basically says visit a sporting goods store and look at your options. Nothing about what those options may be or what you should be looking for. In the section that discusses each defensive position, the information is again sparse. The first baseman, for example, should be well-trained, but it gives no information as to what that means. And it says the first baseman needs three qualities: reactability, agility, and confidence. Under strategy, we're told to scout the other team in advance, know their batter's habits, and position your infield and outfield accordingly. Again, just one paragraph on strategy. So Section 1, the team, is pretty sketchy. Section 2, the practice, is really the meat of this book. The author recommends a 15-minute warm-up period with stretching, running, and throwing. Then 35 to 45 minutes of fielding drills, and then 35 to 45 minutes of batting drills. There are 10 pages of warm-up drills, then 22 pages of fielding drills. The next part of the book is my favorite and by far, to me, the most useful. 41 pages of what each defensive player does in specific game situations. One out runner at second, ball hit to left field, what does the third baseman do? I think that situational strategy, where every player knows what to do in every conceivable situation, is the weakest part of the game for most teams. This section will help your guys learn their function when they're in the field. Next come a few pages of batting tips. Very general stuff, like hold the bat loosely, be relaxed at the plate, and follow through completely. Nothing here that you probably don't already know. Part 3 of the book, The Game, has several pages on scouting, then some tips on keeping your scorebook. There are some thoughts on setting your lineup, and the author outlines the typical speedy contact hitter, then the place hitter, then the power hitter, then the team slugger at cleanup. You probably know this stuff by heart. There are some diagrams that show which base coach the runner should be watching as he rounds the bases, which I like, and then a page outlining the duties for each base coach. After the index at the end are a few more goodies. There are some pages you can copy to use in the field, like scouting reports and player evaluations, and a nice set of double elimination fill-in-the-team-name tournament charts that cover all setups from 10 to 20 teams. My main complaint with this book is there is nothing about bats or gloves. Now, since the book was written 22 years ago, any information about bats would be completely outdated by now anyway. But still, it would have been nice to get some tips on things like how to select the proper bat weight, and some thoughts on hit placement, going for power, and working the pitcher for a walk. All in all, an okay book. But you may end up disappointed in how little actual specific information there is in such a big book. Still, if you can find a copy for under $10, I think you'll like it. Thanks for listening, and you can check out my own articles on pitching, hitting, and coaching at slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.